Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. Come freely, go safely, leave some of the happiness you bring with you. It is a good day for us to be here in worship. I don't know about you, but the weather lately, wow, I really have moved as far south as I've ever lived. You guys are really living up to it. There we are. Now, of course, I won't blame you once it finally does turn cold, because it will, you know. It's Ohio. Wait 5 minutes. The weather will change. All right. But it is good for us to be together. We've gathered this morning to be in worship. So let us begin our worship by joining together in the order for confession and forgiveness. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, in whose image we are made, who claims us and calls us beloved. Amen. Holy One, we confess that we are not awake for you. We are not faithful in using your gifts. We forget the least of our siblings. We do not see your beautiful image in one another. We are infected by sin that divides your beloved community. Open our hearts to your coming. Open our eyes to see you in our neighbor. Open our hands to serve your creation. Amen. Beloved, we are God's children, and Jesus, our beloved, opens the door to us. Through Jesus, you are forgiven. By Jesus, you are welcome. In Jesus, you are called to rejoice. Let us live in the promises prepared for us from the foundation of the world. Amen. Our gathering song is, "Whom Shall I Fear?" And we sing together.
When I call, you are my morning song. The darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy.
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God of justice and love, you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need and awaken us to the needs of others through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
First lesson is from Amos chapter 5, verses 18 through 24. Alas, for you who desire the day of the Lord, why do you want the day of the Lord? It is darkness, not light, as if someone fled from a lion and was met by a bear, or went into the house and rested a hand against the wall and was bitten by a snake. Is not the day of the Lord darkness, not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I hate, I despise your festival, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the offerings of the well-being of your fatted animals I will not look upon. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melody of your harps. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. The word of the Lord. Second lesson is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you will not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with the cry of command, with the archangel's call, with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds, together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. And Jesus said to the disciples, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What is so important about lamp oil? In today's gospel story, in the parable that Jesus says, it's a story about a celebration. In fact, a wedding celebration. The guest of honor is arriving soon. The people who have been there waiting have been waiting there with much anticipation for a while now. And then when the end is coming, when the bridegroom is arriving, some run off to go buy more lamp oil. What is so important about lamp oil? You see, today's parable of Jesus is one that I have often wondered about, because it's a parable where some are left out. Those maidens who come to the door at the very end of the story, they're left out. Just like the guy who wasn't wearing the wedding robe in the story we had a couple of weeks ago. They're left out in the cold wondering, and those maidens are wondering, what was so important about the lamp oil? In this story that Jesus tells, we have 10 maidens waiting for a wedding celebration. Now, all 10 have lamps. 5 have extra oil. Why? Now, it could be that those 5 were the kind of belt and suspenders kind of people, you know, wanting to make sure they had every base covered. Or I'm thinking they were more like some of my sisters who always packed like three extra outfits and had a huge purse that had absolutely everything a person could need at any given time. All right, five have extra oil. Five don't bring any extra oil. And all of them fall asleep waiting. Now, you see, whenever I read the story, the very first time I read through it, I'm led to believe that the wise are wise because they have extra oil, and the foolish are foolish because they don't. But is that really the case? I don't think so. I think that naming some of them wise and some of them foolish is based on something else. Because you see, the shout goes out, the trumpets sound, announcing that the bridegroom is near, and the maidens all wake up. Now the five with extra oil refill their lamps, and the five without extra oil leave to go look for more. See, that's when things get interesting for me. Why do the maidens leave looking for more oil? What's so important about it? Why do they believe that it's necessary? You see, to me, the five who leave looking for something else, they're the foolish ones. Because the five who stay waiting for the bridegroom, waiting for the celebration, they're the wise ones. Because you see, for me, it's about being at the celebration. It's about being there for the bridegroom, and it's not about lamp oil at all. See, too often, we humans try to make the lamp oil what's important. But what is that lamp oil? What could that lamp oil symbolize for all of us? Is the lamp oil faith or right relationships or good deeds? Can we actually have extra of any of those things, or could we get more of those really quickly at the end? Because you see, this parable of Jesus is about the end. And when Jesus is describing the end of everything, he describes it as a celebration, as a party, as something that you will want to take part in, and it's not something about which we need to be terrified. See, I believe the thing that made the wise maiden wise is that they were at the gate when the bridegroom came and they get into the party. They weren't distracted by other things or other thoughts. The foolish were foolish because they let something else distract them from what was really important, which is the celebration. They were foolish because they forgot that they had everything they needed already. They had the invitation of the bridegroom to be at the party. See, it's all about the party. The end is celebration and not dread for those of us who know Jesus as Lord. Now, I understand that Amos's description in the Old Testament reading today is dark and prophetic. But Amos is trying to make comfortable people feel uncomfortable. But for Jesus, the end is always celebration or banquet or wedding feast. And the maidens are already in. They were invited. They're awaiting the start of the party. Did they need a lit lamp? There's a passage in the prophet Isaiah when he's talking about the Messiah that says, a dimly burning wick he will not blow out. Do we really think that we would need extra something, extra anything for Jesus to let us in? Like the maidens, we are already in that celebration. We are part of the family. So do we need anything else, or has God given us all that we need? I believe that God has given us all the gifts that we need, and God wants us to use those gifts to love our neighbors. But not so that we can be packing in extra things in that great big purse like my sister always carried, but so that we can share. The most important thing for God is whether we are ready to celebrate the instances of God's kingdom whenever we see them, whenever we get to be part of them. Now today, Amos, like Jesus, is talking about fools. In fact, I think Amos is talking to fools. Fools who think that believing something is more important than living your faith. fools who think that we need something, anything, to be loved by God. Fools who think that we can do something, we can do anything wonderful enough that God is going to notice us because of my greatness all by myself. This is it. Here we go. God's going to see me. Amos was talking to these fools. He was talking to me. But he was hoping to inspire change and hope in their lives. Amos didn't want anyone left out of the celebration. So his description of darkness and terror are for those of us who rely on ourselves and our greatness instead of counting on God's love in Jesus Christ. Amos was afflicting the comfortable ones who believed that what they did in worship, how they sacrificed, how big their sacrifices were, that was what was most important. Amos was telling them that those empty sacrifices or worship that tries to say more and do less are useless and foolish to God. God wants justice and righteousness. God wants love for neighbors and care for the lost. That's God's dream from the beginning of everything, that we will show God how much we love God by loving and caring for each other. And those who are counting on finding extra oil someplace, maybe from their sacrifices or something like that, rather than hearing the invitation in the love that they shared, those people were in for dark times. And so for Jesus, he is trying to prepare us for the joyful celebration of God's kingdom, both right here and now, and when it comes fully at the end. He wants us to ask if oil is important at all. What Jesus wants is for us to realize that being there for the celebration, no matter how much oil you have or not, is the most important thing. The wise maiden couldn't share their oil because you can't give me credit for love that you've already shared, right? They couldn't share their oil, but they could share the light from their lamp. There are only 10 of them. Who needs 10 lamps? We can all be there and go together. You see, because God gives us everything that we need to help build the kingdom. All the gifts and the talents, all the inspiration and guidance that we need are ours in Jesus Christ. We have been invited to take part in the great celebration. And today we are encouraged not to get caught up in some kind of competition with someone else or even just with ourselves. We don't have to have a big bottle of oil to get in. We are in because of God's love for us in Jesus Christ. What we get to do is to try to get as many people as we can to come to the celebration with us. As we live the gifts that God provides, as we follow the inspiration and the guidance that comes to us from Jesus, we're showing the world, we're showing the people we meet, we're showing the lost that we care for, we're showing all of those people the power of God's love in their lives. We're showing them the power of God's love through forgiveness and care, leading to peace and hope. We get to be part of the celebration, and we get to be part of the invitation to others, providing plenty of other dance partners for all of the celebrating that's going to go on. So may we, all of us, live wisely, caring for neighbors, bringing justice and righteousness, love and kindness to all the people we meet, not because we need extra oil, but because that's what love is for. And may the celebration of God's kingdom be a daily event for us as we await Christ's ultimate return. Amen. We've come to this time in the worship service where we join together in prayer. Please rise. Longing for Christ's reign to come among us, we pray for the outpouring of God's power on the church, the world, and all in need. Holy God, rouse us to deep praise as we gather for worship. Enliven our worship with sincere and heartfelt song. Sustain the work of all church musicians and artists who lead us in praise and prayer. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Creator, surprise and delight us with the beauty of the world that you have made. Bless the work of landscapes, architects, and artists whose work invites us into harmonious living with your creation. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Judge, let justice roll down like waters over this world. Reign over the courtrooms of every land, in the hearts of those who guard the law and those who stand accused of crimes. Be present in cases where we long for both justice and mercy to prevail. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Companion, console those who feel lonely or abandoned. Share the hours of those who live and eat alone. Comfort those who have few friends or who struggle with their identity and place in this world. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Protector, be with all who will be observing Veterans Day this week. Guard the lives of active duty and retired military personnel. Comfort all who mourn those who have died in the line of duty. Heal the wound, both physical and mental, experienced by service members. Lord, in your mercy. Holy and immortal One, we pray in thanksgiving for the lives of all who have died. We pray especially in remembrance of Ronald Cook. Remind us of the frailty and shortness of our own lives and inspire us to use them for the building up of your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, until that day when you gather all creation around your throne, where you will reign forever and ever. Amen. Please rise as we join together in our offering prayer. God of all goodness, generations have turned to you, gathered around your table, and shared your abundant blessings. Number us among them, that as we gather these gifts from your abundance and give thanks for your rich blessings, we may feast upon your very self and care for all that you have made. Through Jesus Christ, our sovereign and servant. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us and into temptation. But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. On this day of sunshine and beauty, our Lord Jesus says to us three very important things. I love you. I forgive you. Supper's ready. Come. You may be seated.
Savior, I come. Soul, remember redemption's hill where your love was spilled for my ransom. Everything I once held dear, I count it all as lost. Your love for us.
knees rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus fills us with strength, we are also sent out in love and service. And so we pray, Lord Jesus, in this simple meal, you have set a banquet. Sustain us on the journey. Strengthen us to care for the least of your beloved children. And give us glad and generous hearts as we meet you on the way. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Stay cool, stay dry, stay safe as we go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Above all.